Today on Real Radio.
What's the word worthy mean? Here it is. The answer to the question a moment ago is, are you worthy? The answer is yes, you are, if you're a Christian. Because it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with you simply putting your faith in Christ, who has declared you worthy.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. Thank you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called All About the Future Things, Part 2, continues in a new series called You Need to Know. Taking the time and making the effort to confirm and reconfirm what we believe, why we believe it, and the difference it makes in our lives matters to God. Our eternal God has invaded this world and has given us the most incredible book known to man, the Bible. When God began to speak to us, He did so often by foretelling the future. The Bible is unique from all other books in that it's the only book that can boast of its prophecies that have already been fulfilled. It stands the test of time and will continue to remain accurate as time goes on. So, today on day two of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that the rapture of the church from the earth applies to only the Christ followers. It can happen at any time and will usher in the seven-year tribulation period. Both the Old and the New Testament of the Bible have verses to back up the Lord's second coming. But the question is, are we worthy of escaping the coming wrath of God? And now, in his message called All About the Future Things, Part 2, here is pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Watch this. The second coming, the Bible tells us again, Revelation 19, Jesus comes, what? With his bride. I hope some lights are being turned on in your hearts and minds right now. The rapture, only believers see him. Isn't that interesting? Only believers see him. Pastor Jack, I thought it says that there's going to be the shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God. That is going to happen. But I find it interesting, by the way, that when Jesus Christ appeared to Paul on the Damascus Road, Paul saw and heard the Lord, but those that are around him only saw some form of an atmospheric disturbance. They didn't understand what was going on. Isn't that kind of cool? I'm not equating the two events together. I'm just saying that only Paul heard and saw Jesus. The unbelievers around him did not. The beautiful thing about this is, the Bible is clear that those who are watching and waiting for him, I believe that it is incumbent upon the believer, and I believe that it's part of the Christian's nature to be longing and wanting and waiting and watching for Jesus. The second coming is completely different than that. Every eye shall see him. The Bible says every eye. Next. The tribulation period begins at the rapture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The rapture, at some point in time, the tribulation period begins after the rapture. Could be a minute, could be an hour, could be years, could be months. It doesn't say. But the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians that the Holy Spirit will move aside, step aside out of the way, and then shall that wicked one be revealed. And we'll see how significant that is because Jesus promises to keep us from that hour, that epoch of time to come upon the earth. So the tribulation begins. At the second coming, the tribulation period ends. The rapture of the church, as we look at this comparison, no judgment of the nations at the time of the rapture. And yet the second coming is all about the judgment of the nations, Matthew chapter 25. Next, the rapture. There's no reference to the millennium at the time of the rapture. The millennium is the 1,000-year reign of Christ, physical reign of Christ on earth. The second coming actually ushers in the millennial reign of Christ. He returns, touches his foot on the Mount of Olives, the Bible says it splits open. He enters in through the eastern gate, the golden gate, sets up his throne in Jerusalem, and the Bible says he rules and reigns for 1,000 years, a millennium. That's the comparison. By the way, you can make your own comparison chart. I figured that this was enough for this morning to show you there's a great difference in these events. Oh, by the way, let me add this one. It's not on your list. I'd put it right now on there. The rapture is regarding Christians that have been redeemed. Watch this. Listen carefully. Christians. It's regarding Christians. It applies to Christians. See, what's a Christian? Good question. Christian is Christ follower. In the last 2,000 years, anyone who's a Christ follower, Jew or Gentile, is a Christian or a believer. They don't say Christians in Israel. The believers in Israel are called believers. Like us, we call each other Christians. The more accurate term is a believer. Okay? We should call each other worldwide believers. The rapture is in relation to the believers. The second coming is in relation to the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Big difference. It's the last 7-year period of Daniel's great prophecy regarding Israel and the Jewish people. Very crystal clear. Next slide. The rapture event. The biblical support for the rapture event. Don't write this down. We'll never get out of here. But you can't complain that I didn't give you enough homework. Maybe you're a skeptic today and you go, oh man, you just gave us a couple verses. Well, here's a whole bundle. John 14. Well, I'm not going to even read it myself. I'm tired. I'm just looking at it. There's enough. Look at those. I'll post them online. I promise you that. All these scriptures here without, listen, everybody, it makes me very happy to announce this. You can argue all you want with these scriptures about what you think about them. And when you're all done, surrender. When you're all done, give up. Let hope fill your heart. Joy be on the lips and on the tongue of your mouth over the fact that the Bible teaches without a doubt that Christ is coming imminently at any moment. It is a wonderful event. It's for his people. Be watching. And it's anytime now. And it's a very purifying doctrine of the Bible. You can get all excited about it because those are just a few verses that argue that Jesus could come back today at any second as it relates to the rapture. Okay, keep that in mind. Next slide. Next slide. These are the physical return of Christ or the second coming scriptures. A whole string. And by the way, this is one quarter. This is 25% of the verses that I could have given you 100% of. These are just those, all dealing with the physical second coming of Christ to earth to set up his kingdom, coming with his saints, the church. Absolutely awesome. Exciting stuff. It's a two-staged event. Next, here we go, pressing on into the next description of the first phase, the rapture of the church. Remember, we talked about this, is that the earthly prophecies of the church will be completed. Mark that down. The earthly prophecies of the church come to a conclusion at the moment of the rapture. No more earthly prophecies regarding the church at that moment. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, but of that day and of that hour, no one knows. No, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until Noah entered into the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. The earthly prophecies of the church end at the rapture. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. Mark it down. Luke 21, 34. And as you're marking it down, I want to lay this out before you. Are you, listen, it's a trick question. Are you worthy to meet Jesus Christ? Listen, don't answer. Are you worthy to meet Jesus Christ? Are you worthy? Mark that down. Am I worthy to meet Jesus Christ? And this is a trick question. Luke 21, 34. Jesus said, be careful because your hearts could be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. Look, I don't have to struggle much with dissipation and I don't struggle with drunkenness, but I struggle with the anxieties of life. Do you? The rest of you are a bunch of liars. We all struggle with the anxieties of life. Jesus says, watch out, for it will come upon, or excuse me, and that day will close in on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. They won't be alert. They won't be waiting. Verse 36, be always on the watch and pray that you may escape all that is about to happen. Hello? Not persecution. The wrath of God. We could be persecuted to death today. You understand that? That's tough. That's the way it is. That's life. Oh, but the wrath of God. Be always on the watch and pray that you may escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. The whole idea, in fact, the old King James Version Bible, I believe it is, that you may be found worthy to escape. What's the word worthy mean? Here it is. The answer to the question a moment ago is, are you worthy? The answer is yes, you are, if you're a Christian. Because it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with you simply putting your faith in Christ, who has declared. How are you going to escape the wrath of Almighty God in that tribulation period? It's because Jesus Christ has made you worthy by his blood, not by your own efforts or your self-righteousness, but by you surrendering your life to Christ, asking him to forgive you of your sins, to be born again, Jesus said, and having him save your life. I've told you guys this before, but it's a beautiful story, and you're probably bored with it, but maybe you've not heard of this. From this church, from the pulpit of this church, some years ago now, my goodness, it's been 15 years ago, Dr. John Wolver was here from Dallas Theological Seminary. And Dr. Wolverd gave us an analogy that I've never forgotten. And forgive me again for sharing it just recently, because I have to say it again. Wolverd is the one who told us here in this church that Jesus Christ has promised to come back and take us to himself, to deliver us from the wrath to come. That 7-year tribulation period, the judgment of God on earth. And he said, imagine all of that scenario being packaged up and put in a big yellow school bus. Do you remember the story? And that big yellow school bus had written across the two red flashing lights over the middle. Instead of school district on it, it says the Great Tribulation or the Tribulation Period. And behind the wheel is Satan driving. And all these events are inside the bus. And you're looking down a long, straight highway that just goes into infinity, as it were, as you're looking down that road. And Jesus says, now you stand here and you look down that road. And you watch for the signs of the age. Know this. Before they come to you, John Wolverd taught us, I will come in a little red sports car, Jesus said, and I'll pick you up in my car and I'll drive away with you. So that, listen, Wolverd said this, as we stand on the road of history and we look with all the Bible warnings and all of the Bible indicators, we look at certain key events, which we will study in the weeks ahead. We look down that road and number one, we know this, there's a road, there's nothing on it. And then all of a sudden in the far, far distant, we see a yellow dot on the highway and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's so close that now you begin to see there's two red dots over the top of that bus. That's a bus. It is a bus. He said there would be a bus. There's a bus coming. And as you look, as you see, between the red lights, it says the tribulation period. And you can look and you see indicate. You can look in the windows and you can see from a great distance that there's things of a global economy. A godless universal world church. Natural disasters increasing in intensity. As we looked at last week, ethnic issues and famines and incurable diseases. And you're looking at the bus and now you're starting to think, church, listen, you're starting to think, whoa, wait a minute. I'm starting to make out things that I was warned about. And as you look closer, there's a guy driving the bus with horns on his head. And you look at the license plate number and it says, California 666. That's not a stretch for your imagination. And now you're able to make out all of these things. What do you know? Listen, what do you know, Christian? If you listen to the words of Jesus, what do you know for sure? He's coming soon. If I can make that out, then you know what I know? I know this. There'll be a little red sports car coming to pick me up any moment now. Any day now. Any day now. Any time now. Why? Because Jesus said so. The Bible says so. All of these events are starting to be made out on the world scene. What do I know? I can see a big yellow bus coming and Satan's driving it. What do I know? Don't let your heart be troubled. Jesus said, you believe in God, believe in me also. He said, you know what? Just be ready. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready? Listen, I'm going to ask you to stand right now. I'm going to ask everybody to just not evacuate the sanctuary, okay? Just stand, everybody. We're going to be shooting people who are leaving early in Jesus' name. We love you, but we're going to shoot you in the Lord, okay? Don't leave. Don't interrupt anybody right now. I am so excited about this Bible truth, exactly how it ought to be. Now listen, why do we pray? Why do we witness? Why do we even study the Bible? Why do we try to affect the culture for good? Why do we stand here and dedicate babies to the Lord? Why? Because you know what? Jesus, even though he could come back right now, he may not come back until next Friday. We'll have to wait that much longer. He might not come back for 3 more years. Oh, I hope not. He may not come back for 5, 10. He may not come back for 50 more years. Can you imagine this world at the rate it's going? I don't want to be here. Yeah, wait a minute. I won't be here. But here's the deal. As a Christian today, no games played. Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the grave? Do you believe that he's your Lord and Savior? Then listen, you not only put your trust in him, you keep your trust in him. But right now, I'm going to ask you right now that if you have never publicly professed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to make your way out of this place today and not leave the building, but come forward in this building. As the worship team plays, worship team, I call unto thee, come out from wherever thou art. As they play this song, you guys, I want you to come right now. Listen, here's the deal. If you want to say yes to Jesus Christ, if you want to make sure that you're trusting him and him alone, then listen, you start. You get ready for the rapture today. You listen. In fact, listen, our own dear Barbara on staff here, she's in this service. I'll look in the opposite direction of where she is, not to embarrass her. Our own dear Barbara this week, her husband has been battling an illness for a long time. And the doctors just told him the other day, you've got about 2 to 3 months. And little did any of us know, but he had only a few hours. And he accepted the Lord in this church and he went home to glory just the other day. Listen, he thought he had a couple months, but he had a couple of hours. You know what? It didn't matter to him because he had Jesus. Here's the thing. I am not going to beg you. I am not going to plead with you. I'm going to give you one chance. You're smart. Figure it out. If today you want to be born again and be a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask you to make a beeline right up front, right here, right now, and stand for Jesus. So you make your way. You come right now because he could come for you today. By hook or by crook, by rapture or by rupture, you can meet Jesus today. You come right now. Don't delay. It's not a game. You come right now. Come on up and I'll pray for you right now. Let's go. It's 5 minutes before the hour. What if... How cool is this? What if Jesus comes back in the next 10 minutes? Imagine this. We'll be going up. These brand new will be going up with us. They are as worthy right now. They are as worthy as right now in Christ than they'll ever be. Welcome. And you say, well, what if Jesus doesn't come back till tomorrow? Hey, listen, what if the earth opens up right now with a 10.5 earthquake and we all get swallowed up? See, Pastor, don't say that. Why not? Why not? These are ready. These are ready now. We're ready. If you're not ready, then you're not ready. It's your choice. Those of you who are here right now, will you just pray this prayer? And here's the deal. This is not a show. This is not a game. This is very cool. Our God lives. He's alive. He knows your heart. He knows exactly what's going on inside. He knows if you're making this a joke or not. He knows if it's for real or not. He knows the very motive why you're about to pray this prayer. If today you've come and you're saying, Lord, I don't know much, but I know this. I need you big time in my life. I'm going to give my life to you now. Then pray this. Let this fall from your lips. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I give you my life. Standing now before you and these people as a witness that I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins, rose again from the grave, and I give you my life. Save me now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Listen, you guys, you are given these Bibles right now. In these Bibles, there's some really cool material in there. There's some DVD information in there. There's that little card in the back. It's that blue and white card. We'd love for you to fill that out. It takes you 30 seconds. We promise not to bother you. We'll call you once. I mean it, one time. We'll call you once to invite you to a class. If you don't want to receive our phone call, then don't answer the phone, but we won't bother you. But we really want that mostly to pray for you. There'll be a group of people that will pray for you. And the data is there. It's very basic data. Your information will not be given out to anybody else. But I want you guys to begin today reading the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You've been given the New Testament. That's where you begin. John. Start there. If you have any questions, and this goes for all of you, if you have any questions about what you're reading, write it down on a piece of paper. Do not call me. No, listen. I mean this affectionately. Do not call me. Do not call the church. Wait. Ask God to tell you the answer to your question, and you're going to keep reading. So if you start reading in John chapter 1, and you read there, wait a minute, John chapter 1 says Jesus is God? How can that be? Write that down. How can that be? Don't call us. Because look, honestly, we can give you the answer. But that's no fun. It's no fun for you. Then keep reading, and God will answer you. And this is amazing. When you're reading, there's going to be this thing that's never happened to you before. You're going to be reading, and I don't even know how to explain it. It's like someone opens up the back door to your head. And light will come shining through your head, and you're gonna go, oh my gosh, that makes total sense. And then you'll just take your pen and you'll scratch out that question. And what happens in that moment? Your faith grows. Your faith just goes, just chunk every time. After about a week or two, if you don't have an answer, then call us. And our answer better be the Bible. If somebody on staff does not give you a Bible, an answer from the Bible, then tell me who they were. Okay? Church, God bless you guys as we close.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in his message called All About the Future Things, Part 2. Listen, we're so grateful that you could join us today, and here's a way to have security in times of uncertainty. Trust in the Lord and in all the promises He made about the future. He is the one true God who will never let you down. All About the Future Things, Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's series called You Need to Know, a series that reveals the accuracy of the Bible and what the future holds for the Christ follower. And we will continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, just a reminder about Pastor Jack's Real Life mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. It's a great way to keep up with his latest sermons, devotions, YouTube videos, podcasts, even episodes from right here at Real Radio that you might have missed. You'll also have immediate access to Facebook Live events and interviews. Or you can check out global updates and how they relate to biblical prophecy. It basically gives you everything that Pastor Jack has to offer right at your fingertips. You can download the Real Life mobile app from the App Store or from our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.